You're with The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scher. The National Security Agency has secretly broken into the main communications links that connect Yahoo and Google data centers around the world, according to documents leaked by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, cited by The Washington Post. These and other NSA domestic spying revelations has Congress considering new oversight over the collection of data. Washington State Representative Susan DelBene is co-sponsor of the legislation. She joined us on the phone. Congresswoman, thank you for talking to us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the USA Freedom Act would do a number of things. One thing it would do is would end the bulk collection of data of Americans' communications records. The folks at the NSA are worried that if that happens, they won't be able to track terrorists.
Well, you know, we introduced this bill because of many concerns that I've heard from folks across our district and, frankly, across the country. Like most Americans, I was deeply troubled and outraged by reports about domestic surveillance programs that involve the collection of, you know, large amounts of communication records, metadata, and phone record metadata, for example. And this is data from millions of Americans, whether they've been suspected of doing anything wrong or not. So this piece of legislation is really about making sure we put legislation in place to end the bulk collection of Americans' communications, increase transparency for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. There's a court that gives approval to the NSA of what information they collect, and we want to make sure there's more transparency around that, and then creates an independent advocate who can stand up for the privacy interests of the American public. In our court system right now, it's an adversarial system. One side argues one side, one side argues the other side. Now, this will have someone who's kind of standing up for the American public in these private court sessions so that feedback is heard.
NSA Director Keith Alexander and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, they testified before Congress yesterday. How did they defend the phone records program?
Well, I think that folks have said that law enforcement needs access to information to be able to target terrorists, and I definitely support giving law enforcement the tools they need to target terrorists, but I think the key word is targeted, and it's not bulk collection of all information. When they suspect a threat and want to look for information, there are obviously avenues they can take to access information, but bulk collection is not a targeted program.
What do you think the access and the avenues they have before them? What would those avenues be, do you think?
Well, right now, if there is concern, they can go to the court, for example, the FISA court, and request information. And really, it's information about a foreign entity, and they're trying to track information there that were someone that's suspected of wrongdoing. Then they can go to the court and get authorization to get targeted information. Right now, information is being collected in a bulk manner and stored in case it might be relevant at some point. And what we're saying is that that's beyond the scope of what was originally intended, even in the Patriot Act, and this legislation is to rein that back in.
What's the balance for you between privacy and the national security issues?
Well, I think, you know, this is the important discussion, is the balance between civil liberties and national security. And it means making sure that people have access to their privacy, they have their information is protected, and that information is only accessible when there is legitimate concern. And that's something, obviously, a case that the NSA needs to make and that the court would need to look at in the case of foreign surveillance. But I think we all in the United States understand that we have specific expectations of privacy, and I think what you heard from many folks across the country when information about these programs came out was concerns that we had moved in the wrong direction and lost that balance. And it's important to remember one of the co-sponsors of this legislation, Congressman Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin, a Republican, he was one of the original authors of the Patriot Act, and as a result of what we've heard on these programs, he felt like they were interpreting the legislation he put together much more broadly than he ever imagined. And so part of this is an effort to put this legislation back in place where I think the original authors intended the original Patriot Act.
Are any hearings scheduled at this point?
Not yet. So we'll probably hear soon enough whether or not, or, you know, what dates we might have hearing on this legislation.
That might be after the holiday breaks, do you think? Or
I don't know. We'll know more soon, but we don't have the schedule that far out yet, so it's possible that it could be earlier as well.
Congresswoman Susan Delbene, thanks for talking to us.
Hey, thank you very much.
Washington State First District Representative Susan Delbene is one of the co-sponsors of the USA Freedom Act. This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.